I got one.
Okay.
There's one up here at the sign-in sheet.
You ready? All right. I will call us to order as our members of the Board of Canvassers and turn it to Auditor Lucy Martin for opening comments.
Good afternoon. We're canvassing the non-AIM cities in Story County for the city election on November 3rd. I would ask that you read the results, the official results from the abstract, and then I will like to briefly discuss with you the provisional ballots, write-in winners, and a possible legal issue in the city of Roland.
Super. Thank you very much. And I'll do the reading, although I didn't bring my reading glasses and my arms aren't long enough. We, the undersigned members of the Board of Supervisors and ex officio County Board of Canvassers for Story County, do hereby certify the following to be true and correct abstract of the votes cast in Story County at the 2015 Story County City election held on the third day of November 2015, as shown by the tally list returned from the several election precincts. And this is Council Member at Large, City of Cambridge, Zachary Pels, received 43 votes. Tricia Todd received 40 votes. Michael Matt J. Mackey received 32 votes. Candidate total 115 votes. A scattering of 8 votes. Total 123 votes. We therefore declare Zachary Pels duly elected for the office of Council Member at Large, City of Cambridge for the term of 4 years. Tricia Todd, duly elected for the office of Council Member at Large, City of Cambridge for the term of 4 years. For Mayor, City of Collins, write-in, Brett Comegys received 38 votes. Christian Slosser received 11 votes. Freddie DuPont received 5 votes. Greg Schultler received 5 votes. Candidate total 59 votes. Scattering of 8 votes. Total of 67 votes. We therefore declare Brett Comegys duly elected for the office of Mayor, City of Collins for the term of 2 years. Council Member at Large, City of Collins, Jay Christie received 65 votes. Freddie DuPont received 55 votes. Winston Rattan received 40 votes. Candidate total 160 votes. Scattering of 11 votes. Total of 171 votes. We therefore declare Jay Christie duly elected for the office of Council Member at Large, City of Collins for the term of 4 years. Freddie DuPont duly elected for the office of Council Member at Large, City of Collins for the term of 4 years. Mayor, City of Colo, John C. Wilson received 27 votes. Candidate total, 27 votes. Scattering of 2 votes, total 29 votes. We therefore declare John C. Wilson duly elected for the office of Mayor, City of Colo, for the term of 4 years. Council Member at Large, City of Colo, Rodney Geisinger received 29 votes. Earl Otto received 28 votes. Candidate total, 57 votes. Scattering, 0 votes. Total, 57 votes. Rodney Geisinger, duly elected for the office of Council Member at Large, City of Colo, for the term of 4 years. Earl Otto, duly elected for the office of Council Member at Large, City of Colo, for the term of 4 years. Mayor, City of Gilbert, Jonathan C. Pop, received 46 votes. Candidate total, 46 votes. Scattering of 1 vote, total is 47 votes. We therefore declare Jonathan C. Pop duly elected for the office of Mayor, City of Gilbert, for the term of 2 years. Council Member at Large, City of Gilbert, Jamie Miller received 47 votes. Sharon Anderson received 45 votes.
It's actually pronounced Sean Anderson.
Sorry. Oh, I saw Sharon.
Yeah.
Sean Anderson. Sorry, Sean. Received 45 votes. D. Frank Ryle received 41 votes. Candidate total, 133 votes. Scattering of 2 votes. Total, 135 votes. We therefore declare Jamie Miller duly elected for the office of Council Member at Large, City of Gilbert, for the term of 4 years. Sean Anderson duly elected for the office of council member at large, City of Gilbert, for the term of 4 years. D. Frank Rydell, duly elected for the office of council member at large, City of Gilbert, for the term of 4 years. Mayor for the City of Huxley, Craig Henry, received 67 votes. Write-in, Nels Nord, received 12 votes. Candidate total, 79 votes. There was a scattering of 10 votes, total of 89 votes. We therefore declare Craig Henry duly elected for the office of mayor, City of Huxley, for the term of 2 years. Council member at large, City of Huxley, Tracy Roberts, received 76 votes. David Jensen received 58 votes. Write-in, Shauna?
Yeah.
Shauna Godbold received 10 votes. Candidate total, 144 votes. Scattering of 15 votes. Total, 159 votes. We therefore declare Tracy Roberts duly elected for the office of council member at large, City of Huxley, for the term of 4 years. David Jensen, duly elected for the office of council member at large, City of Huxley, for the term of 4 years. Mayor, City of Kelly, Kenneth L. Kling, received 36 votes, candidate total 36 votes, scattering of 0 votes, total 36 votes. We therefore declare Kenneth L. Kling duly elected for the office of mayor, City of Kelly, for the term of 4 years. Council member at large, City of Kelly, Kelly Netcott, received 30 votes. Write-in, Matt Brazelton, received 25 votes. Sean Ringenberg received 25 votes. Candidate total, 80 votes. Scattering of 11 votes. Total, 91 votes. We therefore declare Matt Brazelton duly elected for the office of council member at large, City of Kelly, for the term of 4 years. Kelly Netcott received duly elected for the office of council member at large, City of Kelly, for the term of 4 years. Sean Ringenberg, duly elected for the office of council member at large, City of Kelly, for the term of 4 years. Council member at large to fill a vacancy, the City of Kelly. Write-in, Ken Kaufman received 8 votes. Sean Ringenberg received 3 votes. Richard Dimmock. Sorry, Richard. Received 2 votes. Matt Brazelton received 1 vote. Kelly Netcott received 1 vote. Candidate total 15 votes. Scattering of 0. Total 15. We therefore declare Kelly Kaufman duly elected for the office of council member. Ken Kaufman duly elected for the office of council member at large to fill a vacancy, City of Kelly, for the residue of the term ending at 12 noon on January 2, 2018. Mayor, City of Maxwell, Stephen Gass, received 49 votes, candidate total 49 votes, scattering 14 votes, total 63 votes. We therefore declare Stephen Gass duly elected for the office of mayor, City of Maxwell, for the term of 2 years. Council member at large, City of Maxwell, Nicole Nicole Whitworth Hudson received 48 votes. Susan Livesay received 44 votes. Write-in, Doug Miller received 16 votes. Candidate total, 108 votes. Scattering of 39 votes. Total, 147 votes. We therefore declare Nicole Whitworth Hudson duly elected for the office of council member at large, City of Maxwell, for the term of 4 years. Susan Livesay duly elected for the office of council member at large, City of Maxwell, for the term of 4 years. Doug Miller, duly elected for the office of council member at large, City of Maxwell, for the term of 4 years. Mayor, City of McCallsburg, write-in, Jackie Myman, received 21 votes. Wally Lonely received 3 votes. Bill Little received 3 votes. Candidate total, 27 votes. Scattering of 3 votes, total 30 votes. We therefore declare Jackie Myman duly elected for the office of Mayor, City of McCallsburg, for the term of 2 years. Council member at large, City of McCallsburg, Chris Erickson received 43 votes. Sharon Rainey received 23 votes. Write-in, Bryce Hendrick received 19 votes. Candidate total, 85 votes. Scattering of one vote, total, 86 votes. We therefore declare Chris Erickson duly elected for the office of Council Member at Large, City of McCallsburg, for the term of 4 years. Sharon Rainey, duly elected for the office of Council Member at Large, City of McCallsburg, for the term of 4 years. Council Member at Large, City of Nevada, Brett Barker received 481 votes. Chris Clark received 360 votes. Candidate total, 841 votes, a scattering of 8 votes, total 849 votes. We therefore declare Brett Barker duly elected for the office of Council Member at Large, City of Nevada, for the term of 4 years. Council Member Ward 1, City of Nevada, Barbara K. Mittman received 158 votes. Timothy R. Hadley received 59 votes. Callie Smith received 29 votes. Dolores Strum received 16 votes. Candidate total, 262 votes. A scattering of 3 votes. Total, 265 votes. We therefore declare Barbara K. Mittman duly elected for the office of Council Member Ward 1, City of Nevada, for the term of 4 years. Council Member Ward 3, City of Nevada, Jim Walker, received 188 votes. Candidate total, 188 votes, scattering of 2 votes, total 190 votes. We therefore declare Jim Walker duly elected for the office of Council Member Ward 3, City of Nevada, for the term of 4 years. Mayor, City of Roland, Jerry Ballmer received 94 votes. Candidate total, 94 votes. Scattering, 6 votes. Total, 100 votes. We therefore declare Jerry Ballmer duly elected for the office of Mayor, City of Roland, for the term of 2 years. Council Member at Large, City of Roland, Douglas L. Sargent received 91 votes. Jerry Zamzow received 79 votes. Aaron Burrs received 76 votes. Brian Hill received 47 votes. Candidate total, 293 votes. A scattering of 3 votes. Total, 296 votes. We therefore declare Douglas L. Sargent duly elected for the office of Council Member at Large, City of Roland, for the term of 4 years. Jerry Zamzow, duly elected for the office of Council Member at Large, City of Roland, for the term of 4 years. Aaron Burrs, duly elected for the office of Council Member at Large, City of Roland, for the term of 4 years. Council Member at Large to fill a vacancy, City of Roland, Larry Ford received 97 votes. Candidate total, 97 votes. Scattering, 2 votes, total, 99 votes. We therefore declare Larry Ford duly elected for the office of Council Member at Large to fill a vacancy, City of Roland, for the residue of the term ending at 12 noon on January 2, 2018. Mayor of Slater, City of Slater, Gary D. Halverson received 202 votes. Tyler Mortreat received 154 votes. Scattering of candidate total, 356 votes. Scattering, 3 votes. Total, 359 votes.
You want me to get your bottle of water?
I'm on a water break, yeah.
Bring tears in my eyes.
So 3 cities and a public measure to go.
You're doing good.
I want combat pay.
Yes, sir.
Now, those are sympathy costs.
Let's see. Scattering of 3 votes, total 359 votes. We therefore declare Gary D. Halverson duly elected for the office of Mayor, City of Slater, for the term of 2 years. Council Member at Large, City of Slater, John F. Collar, received 280 votes. Thank you, Paul. Stephen Ransom received 241 votes. Candidate total, 521 votes. Scattering of 22 votes. Total, 543 votes. We therefore declare John F. Collar duly elected for the office of Council Member at Large, City of Slater, for the term of 4 years. Stephen Ransom duly elected for the office of Council Member at Large, City of Slater, for the term of 4 years. Council Member at Large, City of Story City. Becky Watson received 414 votes. Carl Ostrom received 351 votes. Connie M. Phillips received 311 votes. Dwayne
Fear
received 192 votes. Valerie Mullenberg received 148 votes. Candidate total, 1,416 votes. Scattering of 6 votes. Total, 1,422 votes. We therefore declare Becky Watson duly elected for the office of Council Member at Large, City of Story City, for the term of 4 years. Carl Ostrom duly elected for the office of Council Member at Large, City of Story City, for the term of 4 years. Connie M. Phillips duly elected for the office of Council Member at Large, City of Story City, for the term of 4 years. Mayor, City of Zeering, Sarah L. Clark received 51 votes. Candidate total, 51 votes. Scattering of 10 votes. Total, 61 votes. We therefore declare Sarah L. Clark duly elected for the office of Mayor, City of Zeering, for a term of 2 years. Council Member at Large, City of Zeering, write-in David Skinner received 28 votes. Trevor Ewald received 13 votes. Candidate total, 41 votes. Scattering, 31 votes. Total, 72 votes. We therefore declare David Skinner duly elected for the office of Council Member at Large, City of Zeering, for the term of 4 years. Trevor Ewald duly elected for the office of Council Member at Large, City of Zeering, for the term of 4 years. For the public measure, Story City Capital Improvements Reserve Fund, shall the City of Story City, Story County, Iowa, continue a Capital Improvements Reserve Fund pursuant to Section 384.7 of the Code of Iowa for the purpose of paying for projects identified in the Capital Improvement Plan, including allocating at least 80% of the revenues for improvements to the North and South Parks, with the balance of the revenues allocated to the Community Recreation Center, Community/Senior Center, or Fairview Lodge, and shall the city levy a tax for such purpose at a rate not to exceed 30 cents per $1,000 of taxable valuation for a period of 10 years beginning with the fiscal year which starts July 1st, 2016. For the question, there were 369 votes. Against the question, there were 101 votes. Total, 470 votes. Grand total, 470 votes. We therefore declare the public measure to be adopted. Auditor Martin.
Okay, thank you. I just wanted to make a few statements. First, you might notice that some mayoral terms are 2 years and some are four.
Right.
The code states it's a two-year term, but cities may adopt different terms, and that's why you see some cities have two and some have four, if that was a question. Also, we had 8 write-in winners in 6 races in 5 cities. What the code says is that write-in winners are not obligated to accept the office. So if a write-in winner submits a letter of resignation to the city clerk within 10 days after this canvass, which is Friday, November 20th, then there's a tie for second place. We do go to a second place winner in the case of this type of election. I would need to reconvene you as the Board of Canvassers to draw lots. Okay, and in 4 of the races, there is a tie for second place. So the likelihood of that happening is pretty high. I looked at your calendar, and there's no meeting now on the 24th of November, which would be the first meeting. So Tuesday, December 1st, tentatively, I would like to schedule 9:30 a.m. as a time for the Board of Canvassers to reconvene if you do have to draw lots. That's just if we need to, and I'll let you know well in advance. So, That's the write-in winners. And then we did receive, just so this is the first regular city election since the legislature changed the code to make the county auditor the filing clerk for city elections. Previously, the city clerk was the filing clerk. That changed in the 2014 legislative session, and this is the first regular city election where I've been the filing clerk. There's a filing period for all candidates. After the filing period closes, there's 3 days for people to file objections to papers. Okay, I didn't receive any objections. But after the objection deadline, we did receive some inquiries from the city of Roland that one of the candidates was not a resident, possibly, allegedly not a resident of the city. Since my authority in this matter had ended at that time, we did not make any determination if this was true or not. I did talk to the county attorney's office. I'd like to thank Ethan Anderson. He did give me a written opinion. And I have been talking to the city clerk, who's been talking to their attorney and to the Secretary of State's office. So that's a legal question for the city of Roland now to answer. I just wanted to let you know that that was out there in the wild. Mm. Kevin, can you talk about the provisional ballots that were cast?
Yes, for the cities outside of Ames, we had 3 provisional ballots cast, and all 3 of those were accepted. None were rejected.
I would like to thank my staff for their excellent work once again in this city election and their great forbearance. But with that, I would ask for a motion from the Board of Canvassers to certify the results.
Okay, I would move to declare the canvass complete and certify the results of the elections to the cities, all the cities in Story County, with the exception of Ames.
Second.
We have a motion and a second. Clinton.
Aye.
Two. Aye. Sanders. Aye. Passes. We may certify the results to the cities. Take a motion to adjourn.
So moved. Second.
All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
We're adjourned.
All right. Now let the signing begin.